All he needs is from me, man. He's a,
he said he wants some passes, too.
Does he? Well, he certainly, you know what, he's athletic. Obviously, he can block well. That's what he's, it's what he does. But he, I wouldn't, I'd play some, I'd put a little faith behind him. He can catch the ball. If we have to go to that, though, he better make it.
It seemed like within 5 yards of the line, the Saints were really pretty physical with you last week. Mm-hmm. Was that more than usual? Maybe?
With me?
Yeah.
Well, they're allowed to. The rule changed this year. They're allowed to just hold you. I don't call it physical. They're just holding you. That's the rules, though. I'm not going to complain about it. Just like defense, you know, there's rules that they have to abide by. And they got to deal with whether they think it's fair or not. And the same thing with me. You know, obviously, holding off the line of scrimmage or just grabbing you, it's hard to get off of that unless you just push and get the extension. So I'll do what I got to do to get away from that a little bit more. It wasn't anything more than I've ever had in my career. You know, the teams have been doing that since I started catching a lot of balls. So I'll make the adjustment, and hopefully I'll be able to get off them a little bit quicker this time.
What you said, was there a percentage of you put on how many snaps you were double teamed?
Yeah, usually you see it on third down and in the red zone. That's usually when my bracket coverage comes. And then you'll see that with Julio. We saw that this past week, obviously against the Saints. But that's where, I mean, then everybody else is one-on-one. And you got Harry Douglas or Roddy White. Come on. It's a no-brainer. We'll take that matchup any day, one-on-one with those guys. So if that's what teams want to do, then that's fine. But that's the beauty of this offense. I've talked about it for a long time now. It's pick your poison. Once Roddy really gets rolling off that heel, it's the sky's the limit. Like I said, we're going to be able to do some really good things out there, just like we did last year.
Alongside going to 1-1, what's the biggest improvement you want to make from week 1 to 2?
Obviously, protection. Starting with me, I gave up a sack last week. I haven't done that in 13 years. It's embarrassing, but you know, it's one of those things you can look at. It's early in the season, and you know, I'll make sure it doesn't happen again. Hopefully, so. But I think all of us, we got to keep Matt upright, keep him in that pocket, nice and clean, so he can throw that ball down the field. And besides that, I mean, I thought we played well at times, but we just got to be way more consistent holding up. I think that's probably the biggest improvement that we're looking for this week.
Did you hit it? You scored on the first two of the first three series. Then was it when y'all went off script that it stopped, or you know, what happened? Y'all kind of, you know.
Well, hold on. What is going on over there? I'm sorry. People are yelling over there.
Y'all can look like came out really good on the script, then the fumble, and then y'all. Stalled a couple drives after that.
Well, give them credit. I don't know if we went off script. Okay. Whatever. I think a lot of it has to do with, like I said, I, and myself included, we need to make sure that we keep a clean pocket for Matt so we can throw the ball down the field. But you know, whatever it was, it's got to be corrected. And I think it was. It is corrected. We're working towards it. Obviously, we got a couple injuries right now, but we'll be ready this Sunday. There's no doubt about it, because we have to be. We have no choice, and we're a good football team, and we can make it happen. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
Can y'all shift a little bit? Just to, now, I know y'all don't want to stop throwing the ball. Could you shift some more run to help out, maybe?
But I think, you know, that's not up to me. That's up to Dirk and Coach Smitty, obviously. But we'll do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. Whatever's going to be successful, that's the beauty of this offense. We'll do whatever we have to. If we got to give the ball to Steven Jackson for, you know, 40 times a game, I'm sure we'll do it if that's going to get us a win. But, you know, you try to have that balance. Obviously, you got a guy like Matt Ryan. He's one of the best in the business, and you got the good receivers. We can throw the ball, but we got to, like I said, we're going to protect him a lot better this week, I suspect. And I'm looking forward to seeing how we respond after last week.
What do you think, Steven, you had to play your old team before. What do you think Steven has going through his mind that he's going to be, you know, in the side of the Georgia Dome against his old guys?
Well, it's going to be a little bit different just because it's a home game for us. But I know he's going to be an emotional man. It's going to be fun for him. He's going to see a lot of familiar faces. But he's definitely going to want to go out there and prove a point. Like, hey, you let a good one get away. And now I get a chance to turn the tables on you and go against you. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play, because it's going to be fun for him. It was really, really a special moment when I got to go back to Kansas City. And like whether it was here or there, you know, all the fans are going to be watching from St. Louis, watching him, and they love him. He was such a big part of that team. But it's going to be something special for him, for sure.
Well, that was really a glimpse we got of, you know, the potential with, you know, the running game this year. I mean, with what Steven did last week.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge.
You know, and Michael Turner was that guy for us, and now Steven is that guy for us. it opens everything up. They have to account for him. And this team knows better than any other team in the NFL that if you don't contain him, he's going to run wild on you. So I'm sure they'll have something planned for him to make sure he doesn't get rolling. And that's where I said, you know, we'll do what we do with our Texas offense and our passing game. We'll go out there and we'll make things happen in the passing game along with the running game. We want to have balance. That's the best offense in the league is the offense that's balanced. And that's what we're striving for, and that's what I hope we'll put that product out there on the field this week.
Tony, what about the built-in advantage, communication, everything that goes in for an offense when you play at home?
Yeah, sir, it's huge. It's a home field advantage for the offense. You get all the checks, all the mic points, you know, safety points. You get to hear, you know, exactly what's going on. You can change the play at the line of scrimmage when it's, you know, not that environment where it's just loud. So, you know, it's going to be an advantage for us, and hopefully we'll make it work to our advantage.